protect your own prosperity.
Past performance may not
American
be
Airlines
of future
is
results. Therefore, no current or prospective client should assume that the future performance of any specific investment, investment strategy, including the investments and or investment strategies recommended and or purchased by advisor or product made reference to directly or indirectly will be profitable. Different types of investment involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment will either be suitable or profitable for a client's investment portfolio. No client or prospective client should assume that any information presented serves as the receipt of or substitute for personalized investment advice from the advisor or any other investment professional.
Welcome to the Bullington Capital Report, hosted by Bill Bullington. For the next hour, you'll receive information on current market conditions and trends that could affect your financial future. If you have a question, you can participate in today's program by calling 216-901-0945. That's 216-901-0WHK. You can also reach Bill by going to his website, bullingtoncapital.com. And now, here's Bill Bullington.
Well, welcome back, everybody. In the exciting time period. I guess that really depends on how you define excitement. Markets have been all over the place the last few years. I know that's gotten a lot of people upset, and I've got to, I feel like I need to direct some of the attention to that and why people are getting so upset. It's really not that bad. The most markets are these just either slightly ahead of where they were a couple of years ago. That part, I get it. It's very difficult when you see your investments go down, and they go down quite a bit and take several years to recover. But, you know, that's basically how financial markets work. And that's one of the reasons that, you know, you've got to keep your focus long term. And you have to understand the indexes like the Dow and the S&P 500 are going to be led by a small number of stocks. There are only 30 stocks in the Dow. The S&P 500 has literally half of the money in the top 50 stocks. Not sure how safe that is, but the or how diversified it is. I know it's not that well diversified, and that's one of the things that hurts people when they're looking at their account. They're comparing what they're doing to something that's very concentrated and has a lot more risk. And are saying, hey, you know, how come I don't have that kind of return? Well, it's easy to do. In fact, there are several growth-oriented indexes that have better track records than the S&P 500, but they fluctuate a lot. And, I guess it's just one of those things that I'll always be talking to clients about, and I just don't understand what it is they don't understand about that. Hey, if you're going to be in something and if you're going to be conservative, well, it costs you money. The S&P is aggressive. Most stock funds, they're aggressive. If they're 100% stock, you know, that average range for the average stock on the New York Stock Exchange, right around 50% a year. That hasn't changed a whole lot. That's one of the reasons that we do diversify, because I don't know anybody that could stand being down 50% every other year or every year, and even if it does come back. So it's a something that's really difficult to deal with when you don't know what to expect. And I promise you, if I were to run my practice the way that an awful lot of practices are run and just looked at only focused on returns, without looking at how much risk you're taking, I could easily be a lot bigger than I would be right now. But I'd also have a lot of lawsuits, because when stuff happens, you know, you didn't tell me I could be down 50%. Now I'm down 50%. And the typical argument from an advisor who's doing that sort of thing is, well, so is everybody else. You know, it's, and that's just, it was just not good enough for me. I couldn't accept that. And unless you're willing to take it, and I'm not. You know, I'm willing to be down 40. The 35 or 40% is right where I'm at. I look at my portfolio now, and yeah, it's right in line with that. And so if I were down 35% or 40%, I would be going, wow, that's really kind of rough. But I also promised you that I would take some of the 40% of the money I've got in fixed income, and I would buy stocks with it. And so that's basically what I would do. And that's what, if you're going to be an investor, that's what you're going to have to learn how to do. And there's no other way around it that I can see. And it's one of the reasons, you know, I talk about a lot of things on the show. And a few years ago, about 3 years ago, I started talking about a fixed indexed annuity. And I'd waited for a long time before I started using those products. But the guarantees on those products are typically significantly higher than what most people are averaging in their stock accounts. So, and that's one of the reasons I thought that this would probably be a good timing. But despite the fact that interest rates were really, really low, they've been the lowest they've been since World War II. And these had a higher interest rate. Well, now they're still really good. And rates have gone up for new people. If you were, let's say you're going to be 60, you're 66, you're going to be 67 next year. And you're going to start getting Social Security, and maybe you're looking for another source of income to supplement that. And hopefully in addition to having some money in stock funds, because they have a tendency to grow or keep up with inflation better than bonds do, although it's a much bumpier ride, not that much lately, but it's a bumpier ride. So we're looking for something that's going to generate a stable income. If I were to take a $100,000 and put it in, I would get $7,750 next year when I turn 67. That's $7,750, and that's guaranteed for the rest of my life. It doesn't go up, but it doesn't go down either. And it's $7,750 rest of my life. Life expectancy at that point in time, you make it to age 67, it's around 20 years or so. So that's pretty good. That'd be a total of about $140,000 that you got with $100,000. That's actually a guaranteed number. So I think it's, you know, when you're looking at this kind of stuff, I would probably want to have at least half of my income that I'm going to rely on in retirement. I would at least half of my income. And it really varies. In fact, I was thinking about this on the before the show this morning. I have never seen two families or two clients that had the exact same goals and the exact same budget and the exact same investment amount. That's never happened. In the 30-some-odd years that I have been doing this, that has never happened. So I think it's kind of funny when you hear people talking about, oh, well, we customize. Well, yeah, you're going to have to. Unless you have found people who are identical in their desires, their financial ability, and their age, you know, I've just never seen it. There are some are more aggressive than others. I get it. Some people can afford to be more aggressive than others, and I think it's one of the most difficult parts about doing retirement planning is really taking a look at the big picture. How much do we have in income? How much do we have, things like Social Security and pension? How much do we have in savings? Okay. What are our expenses? Is there any way we can cut back on some of those expenses? If that would really help when you're retired, unless you want to work. And that's another option. I mean, I wish I could afford to work at Home Depot now. I would, or Lowe's, actually. I think I like Lowe's just a little bit better, although, you know, they're pretty much identical. I think the Lowe's stores look a little nicer on the inside, but that's just an opinion. And I use both those stores quite often. And having been the son of a carpenter, we used to say sawdust gets in your veins. Yeah. And so I like that kind of stuff. I could go in there and kill a couple of hours, no sweat, just walking up and down the aisles looking at all the neat, cool stuff. Anyway, I digress. So probably do that when I'm in my 70s, just because I don't have anything else to do at that point. But I think it, and I'll definitely be able to afford to do it. I've got my plans in place. I've got my nationwide annuity. I know what that's going to be. I know what Social Security is going to be. I know what I have today in savings. The only thing that could change is the future. I know what I'm putting away. I have an idea. I've estimated conservatively. I'm only using a 5 or 6% rate of return. So I have a really good idea of where all that stuff is. And incidentally, if that takes you more than an hour, this is something I really wanted to emphasize. If it takes more than an hour, then there's something that's amiss there. There's something that's bothering you that you're having trouble, you're having trouble dealing with. Because it's really not that hard. You take a look at all the assets you have and all the sources of income. If you've got a good diversified portfolio that matches your risk tolerance, by the way, that's a big deal. Matches your risk tolerance. The people that make the most money are going to be the ones that have taken the most risk. And I think this is the sticking point to the vast majority of people when they're making these retirement income plans, is they look and see what the highest returning funds were, stock funds mostly. And then they go, okay, that's what I want. Really? Those are going to be down 40 or 50%, every other year. That's how they achieve. And maybe they'll have a good run where for 4 or 5 years, they just don't do anything but go up. I've seen that happen before. And it's horribly misleading. And I hate to be the person around there that, is there when that actually at some point in time happens. Like you look at the Russell. Okay, this is a small cap value fund. That stock topped almost 3 years ago. It is 3 years ago. And it was significant. It's down 10% from where it was 3 years ago. Does that mean all small value stocks are garbage? No, it's just the way that they behave. And if you didn't know that, then it's because either A, your advisor doesn't know it, or B, doesn't want you to know it. I mean, there's no other reason. Your father either doesn't know it, or they don't want you to know it, because it is really easy to sell. If you go back to 2020, man, that thing just shot up. We had the big correction that happened in the first quarter of that year, but from that lower point, it was just on fire. And that's another thing that is really dangerous when you are looking at projection and somebody shows you a portfolio. I would look at each one of them, each one of the positions, and see exactly what kind of volatility they had, where the returns come from. Are they just now making an all-time new high? And that's the key, as far as I'm concerned. If somebody's showing you something and it's making new all-time highs, that's not that good. I mean, there could be, not necessarily, but there could be a significant amount of extra risk that you're taking. And nothing is easy anymore, incidentally. And it's always been, market's always been very difficult because it changes directions very quickly. Oh, some people said that you couldn't time the market, and for a long time, there were some things that actually worked better than others, and they didn't work like people wanted them to. But you could gain some edge by making major moves with the types of funds that you were investing in. That edge has gone away. I mean, and other than luck, you're probably not going to be able to outperform the market, the general market, by a whole lot. That's the bottom line. And so what can you do? Well, if you're looking at stocks, stock portion, you want to look at those that focus on sales and profitability, those continually, and it makes sense. I mean, those companies who are growing their sales the fastest with the highest profit margins, they should be outperforming the other one. Okay. So in the short run, which is anything less than 5 years, by the way, they can actually get outperformed by other funds over a 10-year time period in every category, large cap, mid cap, small cap, at least domestically, the growth or growth has done better than the other categories. And actually, I think if you go back even further than that, I think the common, it's a little over, it's close to 10 years now when you've had an ETF that represented one of those categories. And it's the same thing. You go back over 10 years and it, those companies that concentrate on sales growth and profitability, or those funds rather, they have a tendency to do, they just have a tendency to do better. Now, they are really volatile. I mean, really volatile. And I'm going to talk about something you can do to try to reduce that volatility going forward. But I've got to take a real quick commercial break. This is Bill Bullington. I'm right here on 1420. Stay tuned because I'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Thank you, Lord, for the small things like me and her on a porch swing, for summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string.
No matter your age, someone older is always saying you're still young, and some little kid thinks you're over 100. I think about that now that I've been a professional plumber for over 2 decades and recruit and train guys in their 20s. Because there's a lot you learn in 2 decades, and one of those lessons is when you get a slow drain or a clogged drain, it really matters who you call. Why? First, because it helps get a flat rate, guaranteed price, like Wyatt Works 93 or free offer. If we can cable your clog away, it's just $93. And if cabling's not enough, then our service call is free. And that last part is most important, because you might need more than cabling. And when that happens, you really want the hard-working, straight-talking, do-it-right plumbers in your corner. Our guys will send the camera down, lay out all your options, provide flexible payments, and ensure that your sewer line is wallacadoodled to a better-than-new condition.
Consider it done at WyattWorks.com.
No doubt about it, we're spending more time at home, which is the perfect time to make it more functional and beautiful. Hi, Ed Flash Ferrens here for Artistic Renovations, Northeast Ohio's premier and award-winning remodeler. Artistic did a fantastic job with our kitchen in 2016, and last year, they were back for the master bath. Oh, my word. Do yourself a favor and go to ArtisticReno.com. Believe me, you'll love their ideas and without question, the finished product. For a virtual consultation, call 216-520-0838 or visit ArtisticReno.com.
You've heard the saying, all good things come to an end. Well, not always. Sometimes they just take a break. That's what's happening with our Lady of the Wayside's car donation program after 24 years and 96,000 rides donated. Pretty amazing. Here's the story. The car lot's owner sold the property, making it impossible for car donations to be accepted at this time. According to the Wayside CEO, Terry Davis, the next right steps will be determined and communicated soon, so stay tuned. In the meantime, Terry and the entire team at the Wayside thank you for your continued support of the 450 individuals with developmental disabilities in the Wayside's care. And please take note, you can still support them by making a donation at thewayside.org.
Thinking about updating your home? Well, Joyce Factory Direct specializes in replacing old, outdated windows. Proudly made right here in Cleveland, Joyce Windows features their exclusive Smart Shield high-performance glass, which means you'll be getting the most energy-efficient windows for your home directly from the factory. Customers just love how much warmer their house is and how easy their new windows operate and clean. Right now, you can save 50% on all installations. Just call to schedule a free consultation with on-the-spot pricing, 440-243-5700, or visit JoyceFactoryDirect.com.
And welcome back. This is Bill Bullington. I'm here every Saturday morning from 11 to noon. If you'd like to get in touch with me, you can actually go to my website, bullingtoncapital.com. We do in-person and over-the-phone meeting. I can talk about your situation, see what kind of questions you have, if we may be of help. We are a registered investment advisory firm, and so we may help people manage their retirement savings and help them plan and budget for successful retirement. So that's what we focus on. And I have a newsletter if you wanted to sign up for it, and it's pretty good. Actually, these company recommends various articles that I can send out each week, and I get to pick which ones I want to go. Pick them, and you guys get them. I get it too, by the way. There were some pretty good ones. I had the choices last week were really good, I thought. Anyway, there's one called Break the Cycle, How Your Beliefs Can Unlock or Can Block or Unlock Financial Success. That's kind of a psychological issue. I think investing is 95% mental. I'm telling you, it's 95% mental, and it's very difficult because prices move up and down a lot, not a little bit. A lot. And that's what makes it really tough, because you want to maximize the return. But in order to maximize return, you're going to have to put up with a certain amount of fluctuation. If you are taking on too much risk and your portfolio fluctuates too much, you might end up drawing too much money out when the portfolio balance is down, and may end up not recovering, or worst case scenario is running out of money before during your retirement. That is that is horrible. So that's my number one job. That's my number one concern when I'm talking to people. How much money do you have? What do you need to live on? Is there a way of generating that income while staying within the amount of risk that you can take? And the amount of risk that you can afford to take oftentimes is actually not as high as the risk most people want to take. And those are hard conversations, by the way. But I don't back down. I can't back down. Literally, I am legally obligated to work in your best interest. So if you came and said, hey, Bill, I have this $1 million account, and all I need to do, I know most people don't have $1 million. Most people don't have $100,000, by the way. But we'll come back to that later. But somebody comes up and says, look, I've got $1 million here, and all I need is $100,000 a year. And really, on top of your Social Security, yeah. Oh, by the way, I got a pension too. I still need $100,000. And that, I'm laughing because it seems kind of ridiculous, but I've had at least a dozen conversations like that during my career. I've got a fairly significant amount of money, they need to take out, twice what is on the high end of what you should be taking out. And those are tough calls. Those are extremely difficult conversations. And I know they'll probably keep asking, because I won't tell you what you want to hear when you come, when you set up an appointment with me. I'm going to tell you what you need to know. I'm going to tell you the way it is, not what I think you want to hear, unless those are the same thing. And that's a lot easier. So I've been doing this for so long that the math is just stuck in my head now. I guess I don't have to run the numbers anymore. I can look at your portfolio. It literally takes me about 5 minutes to look at a portfolio and say, okay, yeah, this is, you really should be making an adjustment here or not. And you could probably afford to take out X amount, which may be higher or lower than what you were planning on. But at least you'll know that, I'm coming at this from a standpoint of a fiduciary, which, legally I'm required to be a fiduciary, but that's how I run my practice anyway. I want you to do what's right for you. Whatever's in your best interest, I promise you, is going to be in my best interest in the long run. And people are asking me a lot. I just turned 61. And are you going to quit working? I don't think so. You know how old Warren Buffett is? Poor Charlie Munger was just a few days away from 100 and passed away. And he worked right up until the end. So I feel fortunate to be in a field like this. And it's still interesting. I mean, it's really interesting. I was going through, and I'm probably going to do this for people. Next seminar, we're trying to figure out a date. We're going to do a seminar. It's probably going to be within the next 3 or 4 months. And one of the things that I liked to do was I would do a lot of individual stocks. Well, I can't do that anymore because there are too many people in my client base. That is an extremely manual labor if you are doing it over a large number of accounts. And once you get past 10 accounts, you just can't do it anymore. And most people have trouble doing it with their own account, and they're just handling one. Anyway, there is a methodology that was invented by this guy. His name was Richard Duncan, and he was a code breaker in World War II. And so, and after that, he got into the money management business. He was a Yale graduate, and I think he was a math major, if I'm not mistaken. And he put this philosophy out there that was so simple yet effective. And he didn't actually start managing money professionally himself until he was 65, and he did it until he was 85, and he was very successful. So this is a professional money management methodology that if you have time, and by the way, the way that I'm going to show you how to set this up, I'm using a program called Telechart and PC2000. And you can set up the settings so that it scans the entire market. Actually, it does it all day. And on Friday at close, there were 42 companies that met that initial scan. Now, the initial scan is just the first part of it. Once you decided which of the stocks that you wanted to buy, if you wanted to buy any at all, you would go down. And there's a methodology. There are a couple methodologies on how to exit. Buying is easy for most people. It's selling that gets them. The selling a stock, especially when you've got a profit in it, or if you have a loss in it, some people just find it impossible. And quite frankly, I really hesitate. I taught this technique for a long time, but and everybody you can see it. It's so obvious when somebody shows it to you and then shows you what you need to do. It's unbelievably obvious, but then actually doing it, that's where the problems come in, because it takes a lot of psychological strength to be able to stick to the rules. I think this is probably the only thing that's one of the few things that's more difficult than dieting. And dieting's all, as soon as you find out what kind of metabolism you have, you can figure it out, what you should be eating and not eating. And believe me, I've struggled with that my entire life and will probably struggle with that until I'm gone. And I would put the level of discipline that you need up there with dieting to be able to do this. But it is fun. People do, you're going to get it right away, so that seminar is not going to be probably until June or July. That's when it gets really slow around the stock market slows down. There's not as much to do right now. We're up to our eyeballs with tax stuff for an awful lot of people. It's just another thing I wanted to talk about a little bit today. The taxes with investing, we'll come back to that in just a little bit. But so anyway, we're going to do a seminar on this. Should be pretty interesting. Should be pretty fun. If you were to get this software, by the way, I don't get paid for that. And I have the real time version of it, which means if you were just doing this at home, you could save yourself a couple bucks by just getting the end of day data. If you're coming home and looking at this, then you just it'll save you a little bit of money. But if you're doing it because you're retired and you're looking for something to do, then I hear a lot of people saying that. and you're going to want to get the full-time or real-time data. And I think it's about $60 or $70 a month. So if that, by the way, if spending that kind of money is going to put you off, I would say, you know, pick up another hobby, you know, because that's cheap. You know, for the tools that you get, tools that you pay for to make money with your money investing, that's an inexpensive one. I pay Morningstar close to $30,000 a year. Really. But it is because I have a client base on there, and we have access to every investment that's available throughout the entire country. And a lot of times they don't cover new stocks right away. Anyway, I'm digressing. Yeah, so when you get ready to start thinking about retirement, first thing you got to know is how much income are you going to get from Social Security and pension? So just look that up. You can get online. And the pensions, you have to contact your home office. And they should have an explanation of benefits for you. Same thing with police and fire. They have the explanation of benefits. And if you add that up together and it covers your budget, great. You know, that's awesome. Yeah, then you can invest any way you want. If it's not going to cover your basic needs, find out how much you need to generate from your investment. If it's more than 5%, say, you know what, you might want to start for part-time work. There may be like, or where areas that you could cut back, you know, to get within that. You don't want to be spending much more than 5% of your principal. And that's just because today, interest rates have come up quite a bit. You can get more than 5% on something that's pretty safe, and there are lots of short-term bond funds out there. They're buying high-quality corporate bonds less than a year and a maturity, and the yield's a little bit over 5% right now, and that's great. If that goes back down, it's going to make it a little bit more difficult. You may have to cut back at some point in the future. There are a lot of annuity. I'm looking at one now. The one, if you were 66 now and you're going to put $100,000 in, you have to wait 12 months. But 12 months from now, you could start the income on it, and it's $7,750. Okay, that's pretty good. That's the guaranteed rate for as long as you live. That's exceptional as far as I'm concerned. If you wanted to put it off or could afford to put it off, those that 8,476, almost 800, almost 8,500 bucks by waiting one more year. And if you waited until you're age 70, that after age 70, by the way, the guarantee that Social Security keeps going up stops. The guarantee that it'll rise each year that you don't take it all the way up to age 70. And after that, by the way, here, I'm going to tell you, it's probably going up anyway. Because of the cost of living allowances. And theoretically, it's supposed to go up a little faster than that all the way up to age 70. So you're able to take it at 62. But if you wait until 70, you're going to get a much higher amount. And that rate has the rate that you would get at 62 increasing each year is a lot more than the current inflation rate is by putting it off and waiting to draw from your Social Security. But my advice is always just what's the best way to do it when you need the money. That's the best way to do it. And I see all these people out there, and you hear them all the time. They're taking their crystal balls out, and they're saying, oh, no, there's a magical way. This is how you're going to maximize yourself. Well, see, here's the problem with that. You need to know exactly how long your life expectancy is going to be. You need to know down to the day so that you can guarantee the best. And if you can do that, then for sure we can tell you what the best way to collect Social Security is. And the other thing you're going to need to know, there's more than one thing. So you need to know down to the day that you're going to die. And then you need to know what the future inflation rate is going to be like over your life expectancy. Because if you get either one of those wrong, in the wrong way, you're gonna make a mistake. You're not gonna get the maximum amount. And so here's my point. If you know magically, somehow, what the future inflation rate's gonna be, I can show you how to make billions, not millions, and you could start off with $10,000 or $20,000. Okay, if you could accurately predict where interest rates are going to be, I promise you, it's called an option on a futures contract on a treasury bond. And yes, we will get rich. Now, the reason there aren't a whole bunch of billionaires walking around from having invested that way is because it is nearly impossible to get that right. Okay, so that's. But if you could do it right, that, you know, hey, we're going to get rich. So anyway, lost my train of thought there. Let's say I'm going to try to delay mine. Well, actually, at age 67, a good thing might be when you're not going to get. At 70, it stops going. Oh, I got to take a real quick commercial break here. Sorry about that. I've been all over the map today, but so we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we'll take a look further at Social Security and then supplementing with annuities and other types of income. And so this is Bill Pullington. I'm here every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here at 1420. Wow. I'll be back right after these commercial messages.
All right, hey, friends, how is that older roof over your head looking for you right about now? Did the cold winter weather crack some shingles, create some gaps, cause some leaks? Look, it can happen to any of us. Roof problems are a reality. Whether it's repair or replacement you need someone you can trust. I trust Sky Roofing. Sky Roofing is roofing done right. And by the way, not just your home. Sky Roofing also does commercial and industrial buildings, too, and they do them right. Look, there are a lot of fly-by-night storm-chasing roofing companies out there that aren't going to be there for the long haul. That's why you need Sky Roofing. Call Sky Roofing at 440-349-6750. That's 440-349-6750. And you can learn more at the website skyroofinginc.com. Click on the page, read the reviews, read the testimonials, and there's also a link at the top to click for a free estimate. Roofers you can trust at 440-349-6750. Sky Roofing is roofing done right.
Do you ever find yourself saying, I need a vacation? Vacation Fixation can help. At Vacation Fixation, we specialize in all-inclusive trips and cruises to Mexico, the Caribbean, and Disney vacations. Why choose us? Our clients book through Vacation Fixation because they are frustrated with online trip brokers and timeshare scams. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a family trip, spring break, or honeymoon, Vacation Fixation will personalize a trip just for you. Want to know the hottest destinations in Cancun, Punta Cana, Jamaica, or Puerto Vallarta? Interested in room upgrades, beach reviews, or details about resort restaurants? How about finding a trip with a direct flight? At Vacation Fixation, we take all of your specific travel requests and shop our suppliers to find the best deal. What's the cost? Our suppliers pay us so you don't have to. Call 330-573-8147 for more details. Or you can visit our website at vacationfixation.com or check out the deal of the day on Facebook, Vacation Fixation.
Is it finally time to update your bathroom? Bath Planet, a division of Joyce Factory Direct, specializes in replacing and converting old showers and tubs into new, beautiful bathrooms in as little as one day. We have transformed thousands of bathrooms just like yours into a spa-like oasis that has homeowners excited to use their new bathtub or shower. Right now, all bath installations are 50% off. So call to schedule a free consultation with on-the-spot pricing. 440-243-5700 or visit JoyceFactoryDirect.com.
It's like it was yesterday. I was praying for a miracle. Scared to have a little hope.
Well, welcome back. And as promised, for the last 15 minutes of each show, I'm going to talk about individual stocks. Now, why am I going to do that? Because I won't do individual stocks for you. And I'm sorry about that. I just, it's impossible, humanly impossible, to be able to manage individual stock portfolios anymore for individual clients. The labor that's involved in that, I would have to have a team of 100, especially the way that I'm doing it. However, the amount of time that you spend on this, if it takes you more than, 30 minutes a day, it's because you really like doing it, and you're like I am. I'll go through this stuff. I'm looking at Kohl's right now, and Kohl's is taking out resistance, just about to take out resistance from August of last year. And if you were a longtime Investor's Business Daily follower, there's a cup and a handle pattern. The cup is kind of V-shaped, by the way. It just broke above a 30-day high. The volume was slightly higher than average. The closing price was up in the 25% of the daily range. And those are the requirements. So if you liked Kohl's and you thought, hey, this might be a good one, you might want to buy it here. It's right around $29.15. Now that the basically you can trade for free, I mean, I use Fidelity. I like Fidelity best. I've used all of them personally over the years. And I just like Fidelity the best. I feel like I get the best executions at Fidelity. And they're still, there's no charge for stock purchases or ETFs for that matter. Because we do mostly ETFs for our clients there. And we don't get charged fees for that or commissions for it anyway. And, so Kohl's looks pretty decent. I'm going down. I don't know who Brightview Holdings is. Got a nice looking chart. It's been on a run for a while. So I might wait for a pullback if it comes back up again. Root Financial Services. This company hasn't been around for that long. Looks like they came public in 2020 at around a little over $500. I'm going to have to look into this one. Goes all the way down to $3. Lovely. It comes public and then just starts crashing. It was from $500 all the way down to $3. Well, now it's at $61, and it jumped. And I'm sorry I didn't start this earlier, because this would have been on the scan in Would have been on the scan in 2/22/24, which is just about a month ago. Holy cow. It's up 360% since then. Yay. And by the way, it came up on the scan for like 2 weeks in a row. That's pretty wild. So anyway, there's a company called Jeldwin Holdings. I'm pretty sure they're a welding. They make welding products. Not super exciting. The price to sales ratio on it. And I'm going to actually have to do a show, probably more than one, just on the price to sales ratio. That's a number that will keep you out of trouble, keep you from buying companies who are just basically hopelessly overpriced, but are for some reason going up or down. It'll keep you out of making those purchases, and I feel like in the long run, that's probably a good thing. Although, if you were highly disciplined on the amount of risk you were taking, then it really wouldn't matter that much. So that's why I don't talk about it a lot. But if you wanted to try to increase the odds just a little bit in your favor, you would learn to look at the price-to-sales ratio. Maybe I'll just put out a report on how to use that. That's probably a pretty good idea. Anyway, so Jeldwin Holdings, and all the welders out there know what that company is. And it just took out resistance that was – looks like comes from March of 2022. So it just went above that level in August of 2023 and then sold off again. Then comes up, makes a consolidation pattern going sideways, and has just recently broken out of that again. And the price to sales ratio on this one's pretty low, although companies like this company in these industries generally don't have super high price to sales ratio. So anyway, just going down through this list, and this is exactly how I do this. I just look at the ones. Here's Cleveland Cliffs. That stock's been all over the place for years. That is a local company, by the way. And back in 2007, 2008, buck was $117. It's at 22 now. It peaked out here in 2022, right around 33, goes all the way down to 11, comes back up to around 22, right around where it is now. Now it's starting to break out again. And so if you're looking for stocks that you can buy and hang on to, you shouldn't even be listening to this segment of my show. This is for people who are going to trade. It's not for people who are going to buy and hold. And the reason I'm taking that tone of voice is because I get a bunch of people who want to buy and hold, but they like the prospect of the stock going up really fast right now. Well, maybe. I mean, there are times when stuff like that may work, but more often than not, something that's moving up really fast in the short run is going to be more volatile. It's not going to be more volatile. There's a pretty good chance that it goes back down at some point in time because it's stock. And if I want something that I'm going to hang on to for a long time, it better be really undervalued. And incidentally, my value-oriented stocks, the stocks that I buy and just set aside, I'm not going to trade these. I pick them up from this list. So, yeah, I like this stock. I like when they're moving. That's a big deal. But sometimes I'll just hang on to them. I've got Under Armour. I haven't really done that well with Under Armour. I don't really care. But I picked it up on a it was on these charts that I was looking at. And do I think Under Armour is undervalued? Yeah, I think it's undervalued. It's actually not too far away from where I started buying it to begin with. And I've probably held on to it for a couple of years. I know it's at least a couple of years now. And that's kind of the Warren Buffett thing. I'm looking at the brand. I'm looking at the profit margins in that industry. You got a whole bunch of competitors, so it's easy to look up to see what an average profit margin might be. And you take an average profit margin, apply it to their sales, and that stock should be selling couple of times, a couple 100% higher than it is if they stay on track and if they get back to industry average profit margins. Those are both big ifs. That's why I don't have a ton of money in it. That's why I don't put a ton of money in just about anything anymore. And incidentally, there's a fund, and if you're a client of mine, I think it's an improvement. Is it going to make a gigantic difference? No. But I think it could improve the returns on small mid-cap value funds by about 10 to 15% or so. And you give that a few years, and I think that's pretty significant. Is it going to kill you if you miss it? No. But all other things being equal, I think it's probably got a better chance to do and improve on some of the things that we're doing now. And so I'm having conversations. I'm going through one by one. Just calling people. So if you hear this and you're a client of mine, call me because it is really difficult to get a hold of all my clients. It's just, I don't get it. You know, I mean, I'm like, I only have your money. It's like, you don't want to call me back? But yeah. So, like I said, every little bit helps. You know? And what I really like about this company is if you wanted to pick stock, you know, you can go in and download, or I can go in and download all the positions that are in that fund that have been selected the way that the fund is describing. And if you are looking for stocks that you want to consider investing in, that would make a great list, in my opinion. That would make a great list. So stay tuned for next week's show. I got a lot of stuff to go over during that time period. Yeah, let's go. Cleveland Cliffs, yeah, the chart looks good. The chart looks really good, especially if you look at the last two-year chart. Phillips Van Heusen, that's okay. Century, Mohawk, they make furniture. And that's got a pretty nice-looking chart. That's crazy. That stock was $254 back in 2018. It's down to 130 now. Of course, it did get back to, looks like, 230. In 2021, so it's funny that people that don't have access to this software. Incidentally, this is the software that I'm using. It's called Telechart, or TC2000. And you can get a subscription. If you do get the subscription and you're a client of mine, I'll share with you my settings so that you can take a look at the same stocks that I'm looking at. So if you hear this, just let me know that you want to see the settings on here, and I'll send it over to you. If you don't know how to set it up, you'll have to call Telechart for tech support, because it can get complicated. And I, quite frankly, if I were to try to do this for everybody, I would not have time to do the rest of my business. But I can sure give you a big shortcut and save you a lot of time, effort, and energy. And there's some really good looking charts. Why didn't I see these yesterday? That's another thing you'll notice. I'll run these real time, and you know, a day later, like on Saturdays when I'm running them, a whole bunch of stocks from Friday weren't on that list. Like, so I guess nothing is actually perfect out there. This is probably as close as you'll get if you're looking at stocks. And once you've done this, by the way, this should be your trading portion of your money should be less than 20% of your total. Most people probably should get that right around 10%. And mine's actually about 20. And I won't go above that. In fact, end of the year, it goes above 20%. I take the profits and I move it over to my long-term money. And I just refuse now. There's not enough time. Stocks move too fast. You get a lot of, I saw one year, this was a few years ago, that there were four times during that year where the market had moved more than 10% up or down in less than a few hours. Do you know how impossible that is to do without computers, by the way? And they were all glitching at that time. There are four times in a year. And that's another reason you don't want to be doing this with all your money. This is for fun, as a hobby. It can be extremely profitable. For most people, hobbies cost them money. And I would say the vast majority of people that try this, it's going to be a hobby that costs you money. It's hard to stick to the discipline. It sounds so easy. But then when you get started on it, it's a little bit more difficult. But once you get used to it, you've done it for a few years, even 2 or 3 years, and you'll get enough experience to go, okay. And by the way, at that point in time, you'll know if you want to continue down that path. And then you'll notice, then you'll see why somebody guaranteeing, hey, I'm going to be 67 years old next year. I got $100,000. How much will you guarantee me? You'll understand why getting $7,750 guaranteed is really significant. Because wait till you try and average that on your own. And I know, I'm probably killing all the newsletter sellers out there that talk about the gigantic returns you're going to get. Yeah, some of your stocks will. Some of your stocks will. There's no doubt about it. Some of your stocks will get big jumps. And here's one, Capital One. I could have sworn they bought out one of the companies that I'm holding now, and I'm going to have to go back and check the headlines on that. And you know what? Since I only have about 30 seconds left, Capital One, the symbol is COF, by the way. I think that's a pretty decent long-term trade or a buy and hold. But anyway, I'll talk more about that next week. Apologize for running out of time. Anyway, this is Bill Bullington. I'm here every morning from Saturday, on Saturday from 11 to noon. You can reach me at my website, bullingtoncapital.com, or just call in the office, 330-664-0700. Have a good week, everybody. Good luck. Good investing.
Just caught another edition of the Bullington Capital Report, broadcasting every Saturday at 11 a.m. on AM 1420, The Answer. If you have a question and you'd like to speak to Bill personally,
You can call him at 330-664-0700. That's 330-664-0700. Or online at bullingtoncapital.com. That's bullingtoncapital.com.
The preceding program has been paid for by Bullington Capital Management, LLC.